See, normally this is why I'm saying it like that. We go slow, we go slow. But really, we just halfway. This just part one.
You might have to lie for me. You might have to trap for me. You know I got mouths to feed. You know they got bitches that'll die to be. The bitch that'll die for me. Strap girls to her body and fly to me. But you get too high to me. And you don't even believe in Jesus. Why you wearing Jesus sneakers? She ain't never swallowed semen. I don't even believe her speech.
Yo, what's up with it? What up, my LGTV.TV? Lou here,
live in the flesh, big homie D. What's up with it? What's up with it, world?
Lou here, Vontae here, man. This is the, I don't know. Them niggas got a little name, Babyface in the Beard. We just us, bro. I don't know. We got to think of a name.
I don't know. We just Craig and Day Day, bro. We just Craig.
the LV portion of LGTV, man. We here run a little quick session, talk about some stuff, mainly our Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, coming off a disappointing season. We got the little Boosie situation we could hit on. We got obviously yesterday crazy that we could touch on a little bit. What you trying to get into first, bro?
You know we're gonna start with the Cowboys, baby.
I'll let you go ahead and start on that because you seem hype about the hires.
I don't know if it's just hype about the hire itself or just a different change. Like finally, bro. Like. Mm-hmm. Like you, I read for a report where you had a player tell a nigga Jason Garrett to fuck him or fuck off or something like he has no respect for you, bro.
I seen that. Like who texts a coach and says that, bro? Like I seen another report where Jason tried to say something to a player one time and the player was like, "Man, I don't got to listen to you." Like Jerry told me, "I don't got to listen to you, bro." Like, that's wild, bro. That's wild. But on the same token, Jerry better not do that with Mike. Like, maybe it's just – I think it's just the relationship, him and Jason Hare. He felt like Jason not the confrontational type. He not going to talk crazy. So Jason just – I mean, Jerry just bullied that nigga. Like, nigga, you a little nigga. Like, you ain't going to even say nothing. Like, I tell these players what to do, and you ain't going to do nothing but clap.
I mean, I read a report. I just show you how weenie that nigga Jason is. They said in the interview, I mean, like when they was telling him about Mike McCarthy, he's like, "Yeah, I mean, y'all should look at him. He a great guy. Like, nigga, I'm trying to fight for my job. Fuck Mike McCarthy."
He just too nice, bro. He too nice. Like, it's a thin line between being too nice and having to be aggressive, bro. Like, that's the problem. Like. That was the whole problem with his whole tenure. He just wasn't aggressive, and this non-aggression fed his way into the team because they say a team is molded after they coach mentality. So his mentality showed on the field way too much, like non-aggressive, non-creative. It just was trash, bro.
Yeah, I mean, and then on the football side of things, I'm waiting to hear if we're going to change. I don't want to change to a 3-4, but that's what he done ran most of his career. So, I mean, that transition going to take at least, I feel like, to get your players to fit a 3-4, bro, in two years at least. Like, we ready to win now, supposedly, bro. We can't be trying to switch up the defense. Maybe kind of.
So, do that mean DeMarcus going to be an outside linebacker?
They said I was listening to like a Cowboy like little podcast that they got on their YouTube channel, and they said DeMarcus would have to be like a stand-up rusher, bro. I just don't see it.
Yeah, it's different going from putting your hand in the ground your whole life to being a stand-up rusher. And maybe I feel like I done heard some players say they like going from putting their hand on the ground to standing up, but it is a change, like. You do got us.
My man, who is your 300, 330 nose tackle? We don't have a nose tackle.
We be having niggas on the line 260, 270 playing D tackle. Like we never have no big nigga in there, and that's what you need a 3-4 to protect from the linebackers. Like,
Yeah, exactly. Niggas want to talk about, like, oh, we right there on defense, bro. You really how many free agents we got on defense? How many talking about the line back? We don't know when. I mean, they saying Layton gonna be back. I mean, we got a lot of more holes than you think, bro.
Man, bro, like when people the whole year, like every time people bring up our roster, like from talk shows and stuff, they be like, they have a great roster. I'm like, bro, like our roster not as great as you niggas keep saying, bro. Especially like with stuff like Layton, bro. Like when Jason came out and said it's turned out it's not career threatening. It's like, what, nigga? Wait, hold up, what? Like, for them to say that, for it to even have been a thought, it's like, okay, nigga, this is serious. So he's not just gonna necessarily come back next year and just be all good. Like, and then you got Jalen, like you just paid him and he had a extremely disappointing season, bro. Like,
yeah, I mean, I saw reports on, like, that's why they wasn't bringing Chris Rashad back, because him and Jalen clashed a lot. But even so, and this with the new defensive coordinator, what's his name, Mike Nolan? It was like, he don't like passive linebackers. Like, he wants you to come blow that hole up. And, I mean, Jalen, him and Layton, they're going to have to start coming downhill. Ain't no just dropping. Like, they're going to start coming downhill. I mean, you see what Mike Nolan did with Demario Davis with the Saints. Like, that nigga improved under him. And, I mean, Mike Nolan was the linebackers coach, so hopefully he can bring that to us.
Hopefully so. Hopefully Layton is healthy, and hopefully he can bring out the best of Jalen. Because, I mean, moving to this 3-4 is basically for y'all to make plays.
If we move to it, they say he's still on the fence about it, because, I mean, you got the roster, but we're going to see if he starts.
Got to worry about re-signing Byron. Who else? It's another corner. Is it Anthony Brown?
Anthony Brown, a free agent. So, I mean, you're looking at if them two lose, we got Shadobi and Jordan. I like Jordan Lewis in the slot, but I don't like him on the outside, bro. So then, but we never feel up, bro.
Shadobi just not it, bro.
But they did say about Byron, what they think will be hard for him to get a lot of money in free agency because he don't force turnovers. It's like, for as good as he is coverage wise, he don't get turnovers.
Right. So, and last time we thought somebody was going, which, I mean, no, I can't say that. I was going to say last time we thought somebody was going to get some big money, it was Terrence Williams, and he didn't really get none. But Byron is the top of his class. But again, he don't get turnovers. So it's like, Like, I mean, obviously it's valuable to say, okay, they're not going to really throw at you this game. That we cut off that whole side of the field almost. But at the same time, when they do throw your way, niggas is, I mean,
yeah,
you're not playing the ball.
I was watching a way too early draft show on DallasCowboys.com. So let me throw this at you. Would you rather, like, put a package together with we got the 17th pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather put a package together with that and maybe like a third or something and try to get Jamal Adams again, because you know he said he wanted to be in Dallas? Or would you rather sit there and try to hope like somebody like Grant Delpit from LSU fall to that spot and just say, I mean, have him?
If we have, it depends on the package we send for Jamal, but I would love to get Jamal.
Well, see, their point was Jamal right now can start talking contract extension. They was like, you already got a lot of money tied up in the books, and then you still finna have to pay niggas Amari, Dak. If you bring back Byron, it was like, would you just basically be taking Jamal for like a 1-2 year rental? Because you know what he think of himself, so you already know the money he gonna command. Or they was like, would you rather go young and have that nigga locked up for 4 or 5 years at a discount?
Dope, but I like that nigga. He cold, but I mean, Jamal is cold, bro. Like, I think to get the deal done, though, you think you would have to send one of the offensive linemen, huh?
You probably would. The way they was during the season, but.
And I know we done talked about Tyron. Like, it's hard to let him go, bro. But it's like, if he gonna consistently miss 2-3 games now, we said his back problems weren't going nowhere 2 years ago, and it's not. So. I don't know. People look at you crazy if you say you might need to move on from him, but.
And then when he do, he need to hold him penalties because he can't move like he used to. Like,
exactly. Like, okay, like, well, so the back problem is a double sword. Like, when he play, he, like you said, he can't move how he used to, and then he probably gonna miss some games because of the back. Like, it's gonna flare up. He had a whole offseason last year. It came back and flared up. He had an offseason before that. It flared up that season. Like, it's not going nowhere. It's not gonna change. It's not gonna do nothing. So it might be time to move on, bro. Like, I've said before, we done talked about before, like, if we had the equivalent of our O-line on the D-line, that's kind of like what the 49ers got.
Yeah.
Like, the equivalent of that on the D-line. Like, so imagine us having, like, the 49ers D-line. Nigga, like, they terrorize people. Like, I don't know. I mean, your offensive line does have to be good, but don't nobody go to the of the previous feuds with past Super Bowls. Ain't nobody had no offensive line that was like, oh my God, like, this is one of the best O-lines ever. Like, it's just been enough to get the job done.
And, like, I think, like you said, the defensive line has more impact on it, because even if you not getting sacks, you rushing a nigga to throw the ball, which in turn can force turnovers and all that. Like, it just have a more of an impact on it.
Yes, if you have the equivalent, which we think highly of Zach and Travis. So it's like the equivalent of them on the D-line is like, shoot, almost Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox. So you have one of them, like, that changes everything. So I would much rather have.
I was going to say, how do you feel about the helping out with the offense, like the head coach calling, pretty much going to be calling your plays now?
I think that's going to be better. I'd rather have Kellen. I want to keep Kellen. He's a younger mind. But let Mike call the plays, and then but let Kellen, obviously, during the week, he's going to help come up with the game plan, come up with the schemes, all that. Have Kellen there for that. During the game, he can be in Mike's ear, like, let's look at this, let's look at that.
Yeah, and that's what they were saying. It was like usually like an offensive coordinator be sitting up in the press box so they can see the field, see the sets and all that. So, hey, I like that. Like, I thought he was going to tell – I ain't – but it's kind of hard once you, like, that. You know, he was up for that same position at Washington, go back and be the offensive coordinator. But it's like, once you get the taste of coaching in the NFL, like, do you want to go back to college? Like
– yeah. Unless it's to be a head coach, you might as well stay offensive coordinator in the league versus offensive coordinator in college.
Well, yeah, I mean, if he truly, like I said, if he truly, and I think, like, people give Mike McCarthy, I mean, yeah, he did get fired because got fired because his last job. But if you think about it, bro, Green Bay, the reason they so good this year, they finally decided to spend money on the defense, bro. For the years, Ted Thompson won the bill through the draft, and they just wasn't hitting. Like, you brought in, who they bring in? Zadarius Smith, the Preston Smith, like, and you see the changes. Amos, like, come on now.
Yeah, it's a thin line. We, you know, we like to do that, build through the draft and stuff, and that's cool. But you forcing yourself to have to hit on so many unknown commodities coming into the league, that's a lot of pressure, bro. Which the chances of you, and we done great in the draft, obviously. Don't get me wrong, but it's just hard to do that consistently. Yeah. Like, I think you have to draft well, but then also mix in some free agents in there. Like, obviously, niggas will be like, oh, you can't buy a championship, which, okay, whatever, you kind of almost can if you do it enough, like, if you do it correctly, if you buy the right free agents, but you do need that mix of young talent, and you need to go out and spend money on free agents. You need both of them. You know, it's not just one of the
other. Perfect example, Tristan Hill. They said, like, from the reports, I ain't get to see him play a lot at, where you go, to UCF, right? Or was it UCF?
Yeah.
As you see, and they was talking about all the talent he had, but it was his motor. Like you saying, you playing a risky game, a risky game there.
And you draw, and again, like, of course, everybody misses on picks. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, bro, like, we needed a safety. Like, Heath was never it. Niggas still talking about Heath like he got potential, like he 21 or 22 or something. This nigga been in the league a long time, bro. Like, Woods, he cool, but we needed another safety. You drafted a nigga, you completely wasted a second round pick, bro. Just literally wasted. Like, this nigga spent games on games, not even being active, not even being on the field, even able to play. Like, healthy scratches. Like, you just wasted it, bro. Just like, you just threw it away. We could have traded that last year for something else, if that's the case.
But, man, I'm afraid that this year, depending on what happens with Robert Quinn, I mean, Randy Gregory, don't know if he going to play again. Tyrone Crawford, this nigga hurt. Like, you look at our D-line, bro. We really don't have, like, we may have bodies up there, but besides DeMarcus Long, who you got? Dorrance Armstrong, like.
Robert Quinn balled out, but he a free agent. Got to pay him.
Yes, he either going to get paid or somebody else. I mean, coming off 11 and a half sacks. Somebody going to throw him that bag. Michael Bennett, yes, that we restructured his contract to get him 1 year. So he can, you don't know if he, I mean, he never talked about retiring in the past. So you don't know if he's going to hang it up. Like,
exactly, man. We have a lot of holes that people seem to just be skipping over, and they keep talking about the depth of talent we had. Like, please show me. I mean, we have, and of course, I mean, don't want to make it sound all negative, but I mean, you got one of your best players, Amari. This nigga completely disappears on the road. Like, you look at this nigga road stats, you like, bro, do you even be trying? Like,
yeah,
he don't have that like Dez had, bro. I missed that.
And I, like I said, I watched the press conference, his introductory of Mike McCarthy, and he said, like, because, you know, I mean, people criticize him. That's, he got too pass happy in Green Bay. But I mean, you don't already say he didn't have a backup Zeke caliber, and he said, shoot, Zeke gonna get the ball. We gonna see. Like, I don't want to come out.
Yeah, bro. And when you say get the ball, I don't care if you throw it to him, run it. I don't care. Just make sure you get the ball. Put him in the wildcat. Like, I don't care. Like, nigga, Derrick Henry threw a touchdown pass last night. Like, just put the ball in his hands. Do something different. Like, we see the Titans are doing whatever it takes, bro. Like,
it's just,
I hate
it's just time for a like change, bro. It's just time for a change. They got to. The Titans, though, like I said, they may not have the big names and stuff, but they are a hard-nosed, tough football team. They take, like you said, Vrabel. They take his identity. He a hard-nosed, let's get the job done. Jason, like you said, just reserved. And they was like, oh, he a player's coach. The players love him. Yeah, because he, nigga, don't do nothing.
Like, players can love you for different reasons. Players probably love Jason because this nigga soft as hell. They can talk to you any kind of way. Players love Mike Vrabel because he gonna get in your face, but he basically like another linebacker on the team. Like, he get the team going. Players love Mike Tomlin because he get the niggas going, keep them motivated. Like, players can love you for different reasons. If players love you because you soft as hell and let them pretty much do whatever the hell they want to do and ain't no repercussions, like I said on the last podcast, you gotta figure out a way to put fear and discipline into niggas who make millions of dollars.
I'd rather you say, man, coach, I don't like you, but you know what? I respect you. Like,
exactly. I'd rather that over a nigga saying he like you because you soft as hell.
Like, if I get a penalty in a big time situation, get on me, bro. Cuss me out. Don't clap. It's gonna be all right. We'll get him next time. No, bro, get on me.
That's it. That's exactly.
But I'm anxious to see how this offseason. I'm anxious to see how it go. How much control Mike McCarthy going? I'm just ready to see, bro.
Yeah, I'm anxious. I think. I mean, it's always good to hire a nigga who would have won a Super Bowl. You can't beat that. Like, ain't too many folks out here that won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
to be honest, on that note, no coach. Two Super Bowls with two different teams. I mean, a Super Bowl with two different teams. It's always a first for everything, though. But
it is. But it's like that. Like, why it gotta be us that's trying to be the first to do something? Like, what's the probability of us being the first? Like,
that's just what we do, bro.
I don't even know what, like, I'm like, dang, will I be satisfied? There's nothing else I would be satisfied with besides the Super Bowl. Like, and that's crazy to say, like, we not the Bengals, we not the Dolphins, like, but I think that's even more frustrating because when you feel like you have the talent and it's not good versus, okay, we just don't have the talent. We not expecting nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
So
real talk, bro. I was talking to my girl yesterday, and I'm just like, am I delusional? Are we not as good as I think we are? I just may be delusional. Maybe I'm not just seeing it because I don't see, like, you take away the little mistakes, bro. A holding penalty on a touchdown or a jump on fourth and something, bro. Like, we win those games, but maybe we just not as good as I think we is, bro.
But again, from our records of our previous year, we, like I said, we know we not the Dolphins, Bengals, like complete garbage, but we like in the middle. And it's like, who likes being in the middle? Like, we either need to be trash where we don't have no expectations, or we need to be great. Like, which one y'all want to be? And it's frustrating because with the Cowboys, it's, we don't know what we want to be, like, at all.
And I mean, next, like I said, you got to come with it because next year, our schedule ain't no slouches on there. Who got the AFC?
No, bro. I skip, like, I'm not gonna lie to you. I looked at their schedule and said, we going 8-8, nigga. Like, we play the AFC North. So, you know, Bengals, Ravens, Steelers, Browns. Like, who's not to say the Browns won't be improved? The Ravens gonna be there. Like, I could see Lamar just in, like, national television. I think they come to Dallas too. Matter of fact, he out there just embarrassing us, just making us look goofy on national television. Steelers gonna be hard, and then we play the NFC West, I think.
Yep, that's
NFC West. So who's to say Kyler, another year under his belt, he put up numbers against a bunch of teams. Who's to say they don't come in there and beat us? The Rams, they gonna be trying to get back to where they want to be. The Seahawks gonna, I mean, that goes without saying. Russ, like, it's not an easy schedule at all, bro. I mean, I looked, like, even if we get, okay, let's say 4 wins from the Giants and the Redskins, which that's not guaranteed at all, because who's to say the Giants not going to be improved? That's 4. And then we got the Bengals. They're going to be improved, but I don't think they're going to be enough. I could say the Bengals game, we should win. That's only 5 wins. Other than that, everything else is a toss-up.
Yeah.
Everything.
You got to come with it each week. Each week. Ain't no taking games off, thinking ahead. You got to come with it. Hope Mike.
Every single week.
Hoping he can bring that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We spent 20 minutes on the Cowboys. We can get into something else real quick.
Yeah. Let's get
to the bullshit. I know you've seen that Boosie Greek situation.
Let's get with the bullshit now.
What you think about that, bro?
I don't know. I kind of see where they coming from at the same time. Like, y'all be strolling to this nigga song. Come on now. Y'all should. This nigga should have been an honorary member or whatever.
Like, yeah.
But you gotta know, if you're gonna go at Boosie dedicated. Boosie gonna troll the hell out of you all on social media and all that. You saw when nigga was dancing and all that?
Yeah, bro, I see.
Boosie ain't one of them. Then nigga tried to, I think one nigga was like, yeah, they gonna send them niggas at you. Boosie was like, y'all not know who I am.
Send them, like, come on, bro. But at the same time, I never really, I mean, the school, college we went to, we didn't have no black fraternities,
yeah,
nowhere.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I never knew how serious these niggas was behind it. Like,
yeah,
niggas was really like, yeah, they gonna ride on niggas if you were like, if they see a normal nigga just wearing Greek, nigga, they gonna, you know what I'm saying? They gonna basically ride on the nigga like, what's up? Check that nigga temperature. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get at that nigga for real, for real. I didn't know it was that. I thought it was just, you know, whatever. I don't really even be seeing people wear Greek stuff, really. So it is kind of rare to see that. So maybe that's another reason why it's so big. But again, I didn't know niggas was that serious about it. I know they were serious, but not like, nigga, you can't even wear the Greek stuff if you're not a real Greek. Like, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, like, yeah. That's because, you know, Derek, my cousin Derek, he's in my cousin Maurice and them. So I know how, like, serious some niggas take it, because, I mean, y'all a brotherhood. Like, y'all, I mean, it's sacred to them. So, I mean, you just don't want any niggas out here wearing y'all stuff. So, I kind of understand it, but just with Boosie, bro, y'all can't be stroked. Like, wipe me down. Like, come on, bro. A classic. Boosie should have been an honorary member, bro.
Right, like if it's anybody that should get away, that can get away with it, it's him. And at the same time, like, they take it serious, but I don't just see them niggas pulling up on, you know, sending some niggas to gun at Boosie, like,
yeah,
niggas hurt him. Like, come on, bro. Like, maybe a random nigga on the street, you approach him and try to do him dirty, but I don't see them niggas sending some shooters at, like, come on, bro. Like, relax, my nigga.
You
niggas
send you better send your best shooters.
Like, come on, bro. Like, that ain't gonna go down like that. So, again, I didn't know they take it that serious, but they do. Hey, shout out to them. I never even wanted to wear. I don't even be seeing it out at the mall or nothing. You don't really even see that much Greek stuff out. Right. So, it's whatever, bro. Them niggas do what they do.
I mean, even if I saw it, I don't think I just like. I mean, to me, that's just they stuff. I'm not finna wear, like, you got a niggas coming up. Oh, you in that fray? You in that? Nah, nigga. Like, why are you wearing that then? Like, I don't want all that.
Oh yeah, it's not that big enough to me to have to feel like I need to wear it or I need to troll them or whatever. It's been around over 100 years. Like, hey, y'all do y'all thing. I just didn't know it was that OD. OD.
Yeah, I guess, like you said, though, we didn't have no black frats at our school, so, I mean, we didn't get. And, like, how serious exactly. I'm taking and stuff.
Exactly. Yesterday, I know, like we said, we could save the real talk for when we got, you know, the GT version with us. But I mean, what you think about real quick about what happened yesterday, man? We lost the. It sounds sad. We lost a black quarterback. I was 100% sure that it was gonna beat them, though. Like, that was shocking, especially how they did it. What you think?
I'm absolutely there with you, bro. It shocked me. I still, like, I mean, because you know what the Titans want to come out and do. They want to run the ball down your throat. And that's exactly what they did, bro.
And
can the Titans, I mean, now we got to start asking, can the Titans take this all? Because the Titans play solid defense. And that's what I was more worried about. Can they contain Lamar? But when you get this nigga to drop back, was it 53 times?
Yep.
That's what you want. Let's make it. Like, it's easy to say that during the week. Let's turn him into a passer. And they did that. Like, I'm just.
Logan Ryan, a cornerback on the Titans, we both know about Madden. Obviously, we done played it for years. So this nigga was like basically, we just said, like, his words was, we said, like, engage, when you said engage, like, on Madden, it's hard. You don't have time to run. You can't run the ball against engage eight, sitting eight men. Blitzing, you can't run against that. So they said that's pretty much what they did, and kind of forced Lamar to take away the run game, and you're just gonna be throwing. And the Ravens haven't had to do that all year, so that's not even a question. His accuracy or his ability as a quarterback is simply, nigga, all year we've been able to run the ball, control it, and make big passing plays off of that. When you can't do that no more, and it's a shock to you, it's like, it's different, bro. It is different.
But, I mean, it's just playing, like in basketball. What do? Player do something all during the regular season. The playoffs, you change it up. You don't see it that much in football, but they change it up. And you can't – it's hard to adjust for a whole different game plan in the middle of halftime, bro. It's just hard to adjust.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean
– like, people were saying – I saw, like, I think, like, because they was killing him on Twitter, like, the 3 weeks off and stuff, but I just don't think that would have made a difference, bro. Like, I just don't. I mean, they just, because Lamar still had, over 140 on the ground? Like,
yeah, 143.
But the running backs didn't step up. I mean, Mark was coming off an injury and all that, so.
I think they shocked him, bro. Like, Tannehill got that the one touchdown, the crazy throw to, I think it was Jonnu Smith. Crazy catch, good catch. Then he threw the bomb, the 43-yarder, and all of a sudden, it's 14-0 at home. It's like, okay, what the hell going on? Like, you know, they just shocked him. And just from there, I mean, they just could never get momentum enough to follow back through, bro.
Lamar, he didn't play his best game, but the wide receivers was dropping them a few passes, though, too, bro.
They was.
Not just
they was. They gonna have
people on Twitter. I mean, this nigga, obviously, he gonna get the MVP, but he had one. I mean, yeah, it's a big stage playoff. He had one bad game. Oh, I bet you all the other GMs who passed on him are happy they passed. Like, bro, come on now.
Off of one game. Nah, bro, that's not it. He gonna be there. He's not going nowhere. He just turned 23. He's not going nowhere. He gonna continue balling, and he gonna win some playoff games, bro. So I don't doubt him at all. This is just a big shock. But shout out to the Titans. They did their thing.
And we're in depth on what Tuesday. Well, I don't know when we're gonna come out with it, but that's when we'll come out. I mean, that's when we're gonna record.
So I think we hit on everything real quick. Who you got tomorrow? National championship, LSU, Clemson.
Going Clemson, bro. I think so. Venables, the D coordinator for Clemson. I don't know, bro. I just got a feeling Clemson. I don't know. I think just people been sleeping on what Clemson done did over the past few years, like.
Yeah, they've been in what, four of the last five? Because they went to two this time.
Obviously.
And then two now.
And then my Longhorns at home, so I don't got a dog in this fight. I don't want it to be a blowout. I just hope it's a good game.
Yeah, good game. I'm going to go with LSU, though. But yeah, like you said, good game and everybody happy. Hopefully, it's fireworks. like a 35-31 type game. And yeah,
hopefully Grandel Pitt have a bad game. He fall to 17, but we ain't gonna take him. We're not gonna take him. We're gonna take another offensive lineman.
Offensive lineman from Penn State. Cowboys select.
I mean, so hopefully, I don't know. I just hope it's a good game, bro. We'll see though. But Tuesday we'll be here with all the fireworks, my boy. G Monroe will be back. Trey will be back.
Trey. We be in there, man. This was the he said we created the day. Lou, man, Vontae, LGT, we got TV, man.
I should've put you somewhere where no one could find you. Mansion out in the sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. Cause you got desires. I know, I know, I know. Cause you got desires. I know, I know, I know. You got desires.
You got that fire, and I'm not a liar. You had me down on my knees every day, had to talk Messiah. I'm in that 8 and then 1 and then 2, this is different Ferrari. Yeah, I try to pay all your loans off and cop you a driver. Yeah, I had you stand too close to the city, you acting too vulnerable living this life. I should've moved you away from Houston before I cop you all this ice. You wanna be my number one, you're not acting like the main thing. I let you play my number two. You barely made the second team.
I should've put you somewhere where no one could find you. Mansion out in the sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. Cause you got desires. I know, I know, I know. Cause you got desires. I know, I know, I know. Cause you got desires.
Should've did what you said you'd do. You should be moving in silence.